Maybe you live in a city, maybe you don't, but we usually need to make a trip to the city to sometimes get the supplies we need to simply live life. That holds true in the waters here off the coast of Maui. While you don't think you see a city, there is a vast network of buildings here. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Catherine Rapinotti works for Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment program on the island of Maui. Their goal is to help visitors better understand the ocean here. She says it helps to see the nearby reefs as a city.
The coral is what creates essentially the buildings. And then once you have a shelter, then it attracts all kinds of other animals. So our water here is beautiful. It's clear. It's blue. But it's essentially a desert.
And the reef helps overcome the food desert, so to speak, in this water.
There's not a whole lot of nutrients in the water. So the coral reefs are very, very special. They're able to make homes for most of these animals. So that's where most everything lives, is right there in the coral reef.
Catherine says you'll see plenty of fish, but there's a caveat.
We actually have less species of fish than you might think because we are so isolated. Well, maybe if you went down the South Pacific, you might see a lot more kinds of fish.
The reason there may be fewer species here is Hawaii's relative isolation compared to other islands in the ocean.
We're out in the middle of the ocean, so for the fish, maybe they had to, like an eel, float in their egg cycle for 9 months. They're able to float in the currents, and then they were able to make it here. But 25% of our corals, 25% of our fish are endemic, which means found nowhere else in the entire world. They're unique because once they did arrive here, they were such a unique ecosystem, they just became endemic, which means found nowhere else.
So there may be fewer species, but what you see may truly be unique to the islands. Of course, the biggest animals you'll find in these waters are the whales with their unique songs.
Oh my gosh, those sounds. The sounds sound like cows and elephants and squeaky doors, and it's the whales and their males that are singing, and just that kind of mind-blowing, excited look, too.
Those whales have a very interesting life, and we'll conclude with their story next time as we travel the countryside on the west coast of Maui. I'm Andrew McCrae.